Things are never what they seem. Going through life, I've come to realize that you don't actually know a person. You see what they want you to see. Maya and I both have discussed how hard it is to get to know a person because of this. People who we thought were evil or who we thought were nice were the opposite. When people become things that they aren't, reality changes.
So is there just one reality? Realities are just perspectives. We make our own. So your reality is not necessarily the same as the person next to you. This is because we all perceive things differently. This makes it hard to see the truth. Hamlet creates a pretend mad persona to change the way people see him and alter reality. To turn suspicion away from himself, Hamlet tells his mother and let him for a pair of Rishi kisses or patting in your neck with his damn fingers make you to ravel all this matter out, that I essentially am not in madness, but mad in craft. Hamlet, like many other people, changes the way he is perceived by the public.
According to dictionary.com, reality is the world or the state of things as they actually exist. By this definition, people control reality. The choices they make, genuine or not, make reality what it is. How are we supposed to know the truth? We can't. We will never know because what we think is reality is actually just an appearance. In this podcast, we will interview people to get their opinions on appearance versus reality and discover what the truth is.
To get a better look at how appearance versus reality has been represented in recent years, we decide to interview Michelle Hazley, chair of the art department at Country Day, about modern art. How is appearance versus reality represented in modern art?
You can use, rules of perspective and how the viewer sees things to give yourself an illusion of a certain object, or you can go the more symbolic route where you're using the elements and principles of design to make somebody feel something with symbols, like a non-representational art.
Artists often show their own work in either literal or figurative fashions. Artists who seek figurative meaning use illusions, the trick of the eye, and different viewpoints to communicate their art's meaning. For example, Felice Varini is known for his geometric perspective, which are localized paintings that are located all across Europe. When Maya and I were researching Varini, we were heavily drawn to his work because with each tiny movement, the image of Varini's art completely changes. What one person sees from Varini's art is completely different from what another person sees, even if they are just standing 1 yard apart.
In my artwork, I kind of flip-flop between both more photorealism painting and then more experimental work with materials. For example, I'm working on a piece about my grandmother who was a seamstress, and she came to the Philippines, and that was basically, she was a nurse and then she was a seamstress, and so her life became sort of in her little sewing room. And so as a kid, it's like this magical place where you can crawl under the table and find shiny things and buttons, and so to sort of pay tribute to her, I'm creating a piece right now where it harkens back to that magical shiny thing on the floor. It's going to just be cascading sewing needles, just a wall of needles that will be kind of almost like drapery, and they'll move and catch light. It'll be very soft, even though it's a very pointy object that could cause harm. The way that I will present them will sort of be in a softer way to pay tribute to her. But then, the other day I did a portrait of my brother's dog.
In this example, Ms. Hazley tells us about her grandmother, who was a seamstress. She explained how her grandmother's sewing room was magical to her as a child. And now she's depicting her perspective of the sewing room through her artwork. With a soft depiction of pointed sewing needles, Ms. Hazley illustrates appearance versus reality in her artwork by making her viewers see her perspective instead of their own reality.
What is the meaning behind depicting an appearance instead of a reality?
I mean, as the artist, you have the ability to sort of say something and make someone feel a certain way simultaneously or separately, you get to create the environment that the viewer is entering. So, and you get to create the narrative. You get to take the viewer places. You get to tell them something at the same time as making them feel something.
All forms of communication are different. Art is a nonverbal language that caters to each viewer in a different way. Artists make their own unique reality through their work.
Hamlin and I hang out most weekends. We're good friends.
Next, we interviewed Jen Scortino. She is the assistant principal at Mary Park Country Day School, as well as an experienced English teacher who has taught Hamlet many times throughout her career.
Hamlet is putting on some sort of mask for everyone, and it ends up being detrimental. How do you tell what a mask is, and how do you tell what reality is in terms of that?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. And as far as I'm concerned, I love people and I work hard to get to know people and understand them and see how they tick. And so how is it being able to see through a mask or even recognize it's a mask? You can't with everyone. And that's hard. It's why movies that are about people who are leading double lives and stuff bother me, because I feel like, God, how could I live with somebody for that long and not recognize right. that they were putting on this show for me? And I mean, I pride myself on the fact that I build what I think are authentic relationships because I am authentic. Right. And watching Hamlet as he is and seeing how, you know, that is his mask, how do you see through that? That's what we have to chip away at that with every person that we meet.
Hamlet never shows how he truly feels, and this mask that he puts on results in many people getting killed.
How does your persona change between your school life and your personal life?
That's so funny. No, and it's different as I've gotten older.
Right. Just being like, especially like being a teacher to vice principal.
Yeah.
Having two kids and a husband.
God, I don't know. Let me say this. I am most myself at school. I'm a huge dork with the kids. I'm proud of that. I'm silly, but I'm also firm but loving. I put everything that I've got into school. But as far as my appearance versus reality, it is very hard for me to put on an act. I feel like that's exhausting. I don't understand how other people do it. So what you see here is what you get. What's interesting, and people don't know this about me, is that I'm very confident here, and that's why I'm so outgoing. But if we were at a party, I am very shy. I am not comfortable working the room as other adults are. I'm not comfortable with small talk. I really don't know what to say after I've introduced myself. And so the whole time I'm thinking about what I should say. Right. Whereas with kids, I'm extremely comfortable talking mm-hmm. about everything.
Everyone puts on different personas for different people and situations. This is something all humans are guilty of doing.
So, our theme, appearance versus reality, shows how things we see aren't necessarily what is real.
Mm-hmm.
And let him, for a pair of reachy kisses or paddling in your neck with his damned fingers, make you to ravel all this matter out that I essentially am not in madness, but mad in craft. Hamlet tells his mother to stay quiet about his fake madness. What can you see in Hamlet's character by doing this, and how can you describe, you know, like Hamlet's mask versus his actual persona and intentions?
Well, I think at that, he is trying to, he thinks he's doing the right thing in putting on this mask so that he can investigate the murder, and he feels like he'll get to the bottom of it. And because he does that and even tries to bring his mother in on it, which we know she's never going to be totally in on it, he's only harming himself more, right? And so, again, that goes back to the authenticity thing. And with him putting on this mask and trying to bring other people into that, I see that in the real world. I think people do that all the time,
absolutely.
Right? And in doing so, all they're doing is putting themselves farther away from humanity, and that is only more detrimental as far as communication and relationships are concerned. And that's, I mean, I don't know that all of us who are inauthentic are going to die in the end because of that, but but there is a message there that's trying to be sent about being fake and
absolutely.
Putting on an appearance.
how do you figure out what is real and what's not in your daily life?
You know, that's so important, especially for a world that is so mixed with fake news and social media, with all of different opinions. And I think we have to wrestle with that. I think that is part of critical thinking. I think that's important that that the school should be preparing the students for, that we are constantly questioning and being a bit of a skeptic in everything. And I am, one of my weaknesses is that I believe the good in all people and that it is there. And so there are times that that becomes an issue when I can't see the faults, which is, goes along with that, what is their appearance and what is their reality.
Right.
I think part of that is that we have to suss out the situation often and continually letting, keeping our brains going on, how do I know this is different character trait for this person? How do I know that they are being dishonest? I mean, even just body posture can tell you what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And we need those skills and those tools to figure that out. Or we need to be willing to look the fool at times that we trust people who didn't deserve our trust.
Right.
Reality is different for everyone. In this podcast, we learned that there are many different ways realities can be altered. Everyone perceives things differently. So how do we find out what the truth is? We all have different opinions of scenarios and process information differently. So there isn't really one way to look at anything. Whether it's art, a conversation, or a play, there is no one reality.